Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, January 11th. Seniors 70 years and older will be able to schedule a COVID-19 vaccination appointment starting this week. Until now, only people in the priority group phase 1A, that's healthcare workers and staff and residents of nursing homes, were able to get the vaccine. But starting Wednesday, any South Carolina resident aged 70 or older, regardless of health status or pre-existing conditions, can begin scheduling their appointment to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. There are currently 146,500 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in the state, and more than half have been administered. DHEC has not published data on the Moderna vaccine rollout. Dozens of law enforcement officers in the upstate are out of work due to COVID. Here's more from South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan.
At least 73 officers between York County and Anderson County are currently in quarantine or fighting COVID. On Monday, the Greenville News reported 55 officers in sheriff's offices and municipal police departments upstate were out because of the virus. But in addition, 12 officers from the York County Sheriff's Office and one from the Chester County Sheriff's Office currently are on quarantine. Another five from the Rock Hill Police Department are out as well, including two officers who have tested positive. Spokespersons for several agencies upstate say their operations have not been significantly affected by the absences, and so far, no officers in the region have died from the virus. However, to date, four officers in South Carolina, one from each the Horry County, Ridgeville, and Columbia Police Departments, and the Lee County Sheriff's Office, have died from COVID-19 on the job. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
State public health officials report fewer new coronavirus cases than in days past, but note that it's not because South Carolina is turning a corner on the virus. Rather, the State Department of Health and Environmental Control says today's report is incomplete due to an internal systems issue, and that complete data will be released later. Meantime, the agency confirmed 2,644 new cases and 14 deaths. DHEC reported more than 3,600 cases on Sunday and more than 4,500 cases on Saturday. One of the most influential business advocates in the state today unveiled initiatives it plans to pursue in the upcoming legislative session that begins tomorrow. This year, the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce lists passing COVID-19 limited liability protections for businesses as one of its primary legislative goals in its annual competitiveness agenda. Chamber of Commerce Counsel Mike Shetterly says the rules businesses must follow change frequently.
It's extraordinarily easy to miss a subtle change. They don't publish the change with a redline strike-through version for businesses. They just update their website, and they expect businesses to go almost daily to OSHA's website, the CDC's website, the EEOC's website, the state agency websites to try and comply.
And Dominion Energy will sideline a proposed rate hike for its roughly 750,000 electric customers. Media reports the publicly traded energy company made the decision today after coming under pressure from the Office of Regulatory Staff, that's the state's utility watchdog. Dominion says it will shelve its proposed 7.7% rate hike for another 6 months while the coronavirus pandemic rages on. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.